recorded. The unrecorded event might be trivial. What did Columbus have for breakfast on 12 October 1492? Or it might be a big question. When Muhammad was dying on 8 June 632, whom did he want as his successor? Historians do not treat all recorded events as being equally important. They evaluate past events, stressing some, while downgrading or even omitting others. What historians think is worth mentioning can also change over time or vary from place to place. We will look at this historiographical dimension later. How do historians pick the events they mention or stress? Often, they base their choices on the degree to which those events affected what later happened. Just as chemistry goes beyond spotting the elements on the periodic table, history deals with more than just isolated happenings. Historians look at cause and effect relationships. The pilgrims sailed to Plymouth in 1620 because they wanted to worship God in their own way. Russian intellectuals, workers, and peasants hated the autocratic and inefficient rule of Tsar Nicholas II. Therefore, they plotted and rebelled until they overthrew him in 1917. We ask not only what events occurred, but also why. Did the institution of slavery cause the Civil War? Did Roosevelt's New Deal end the Great Depression? Was the creation of Israel in 1948 the result of Hitler's attempt to destroy the Jews of Europe during World War II?